Once upon a time, there did exist a world without video games. Like so many things distinctly human, electronic games were born out of a combination of innovation, necessity, and curiosity. Early tinkerers made electronic amusements cheap, crude entertainment that would transform in time to something potent and alive. This would not just happen by electronic wizardry, but by the endeavors of artists, designers, and entrepreneurs, whose initial goal to entertain also came to challenge, captivate, and enlighten millions of people around the world. The men and women who created this industry allowed their own experiences and the world around them to inform their creations. This is the story of video games. For the first time since 1819, German culture was free of Prussian absolutism. It was now a Western-style land at last, in which no one was conscripted. Women could vote, gay nightlife could flourish openly, and Jews were finally able to take up posts in universities and politics. American culture was excitedly embraced and transformed. Brecht and Weill's Three-Penny Opera and Mahagoni turned jazz music and a popular accessible feel into a new theatrical form. Visual art took inspiration from posters and street scenes. Novels like Berlin Alexanderplatz by Alfred Döblin hymned big city life and tried to intimidate its frantic rhythms. Above all, German film went to uncanny, erotic, and imaginative places where even Hollywood had never been. Freed from Prussia by the military and political triumph of the West, Germany was once again at the very heart of things.